I have
current geek.
Welcome to Current Geek, episode 10. Orson Welles never looked so good. Hey everyone, welcome back to a fine new episode, episode 10 in fact, of Current Geek. I'm Scott Johnson, joining me is Tom Merritt.
I am joined.
You are joined. It is complete! Joining complete.
Tom Merritt has joined this podcast.
You have 10 minutes to minimum safe distance, which is probably about how long it'll take us to record this.
That's right.
Don't forget, this show is Current Geek, and it is the show where we dig through the internet's many canals, and I almost said the anals, but I meant canals.
The underside.
The underside of the internet, and find all the weird, geeky stories that we can sort of disseminate and talk to you about right here on the show. Let's jump right in this week. It is a Monday, and what better way to start than with comic book artists who illustrate sci-fi legends.
I love this story, and I knew you would love it too.
Yeah, Tom found this. I was thrilled when I saw it. Had to make it this week's article. Here it is in a nutshell. Comic book artists pay homage to their favorite sci-fi writers and other literary greats on a website with a sleek design and, as it turns out, an extremely unwieldy name. Do the honors. What is the name of this site?
Hey, Oscar Wilde, it's clobbering time!
So that's not just your favorite tagline of the day. That's the actual name of this project.
Yeah, you go to heyoscarwilde.com.
Yeah.
And you'll find a picture of Oscar Wilde, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And his friend.
And you can wave to him as well. This whole project's run by Steve Geddes, who got the project off the ground in 1998 by firing off 10 letters to illustrators. They're basically people he liked, the work he enjoyed, and asked if they might pass along sketches of their literary favorites. So people have drawings of some notables for me were like Philip K. Dick is in there. What's his name? Who's the crazy guy with the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas guy?
I can't think of
his
name. Thompson.
Hunter Thompson's in there. Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Really interesting. And if you're into comic bookery and art in comic books in particular, these are really, really neat. And the varying styles really makes it a very interesting go through and reminds me of why I like the internet so much. So do you have a favorite in this pile of stuff?
It's hard to pick, man. I like the Hunter S. Thompson one too. I like the Douglas Adams one.
Yeah, that one's good.
And then kind of my current favorite right now, because I'm sort of excited about the movie, is Arthur Conan Doyle by Evan Shaner.
Shaner? Shaner. I think it's Shaner. We're going with Shaner. I'm all right with
that. I'm going Shaner. But yeah, it's a real film noirish picture of Conan Doyle with this sort of shadowy image of Sherlock Holmes sort of in the background. It's really cool. I like that Art Deco-y approach.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. My favorite is probably the one they feature on the front, which is or one of the early ones they featured on the Wired article, which is the Orson Welles image. And I like it because it's a young Orson Welles, kind of his early radio days, where he always had this look about him where he was sort of just serious and staring into your brain and wore old 50s suits. And in the background, War of the Worlds is happening. You got these huge, you know, alien walkers walking around behind him. It's really cool.
He looks a little emo.
A little bit, yeah. But he always did. Like, I think
he's
the father of emo. He's so sort of emo. He got the whole world to be emo for one night.
They had no idea about how emo they were about to get.
How emotional they would be.
Kind of looks like Adam Lambert a little bit.
A little bit. I can see that.
That frightens myself that I thought that.
Looks a little like my great uncle Tubby as well, which will mean nothing to anyone but me.
And presumably your great aunt.
Yeah, and now you in an obscure way. So that's awesome. I highly recommend it. We'll have links to all of this in the show notes, so please check that out. While you're at it, you may want to hear this little story. We got a geeky reader submission this week. This comes to us from Robbie W. And Robbie W. says, the geekiest thing I've ever done happened at a flea market. A dude was selling a ton of fleas. Just kidding, that isn't true. He was That's a terrible joke.
Read the actual submission.
Okay. A dude was selling a ton of old Transformers from the 80s, and he had their rifles and pistols all mixed up. Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible? What a horrible, like, breaking of protocol that must have been.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. You have the rifles and pistols mixed up?
I kind of can hear him saying that. He goes on to say, I couldn't leave until all the Constructicons had their proper pistols and connectors. The awesome thing was the guy dug out some more stuff for me to sort, and we found one old box, a box of inserts that showed all the toys, and I had gotten them all right. So not only did he see the problem, go in to fix the problem, but had verification after the fact that he had gotten it correct.
I love that.
The best part is he was 30 at the time, and that is the definition of an aging geek.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? As much as we poked fun there a little bit, I love, there's something I love about that where somebody's like, oh, wait a minute. No, I know what rifles these belong to. Let me do it. And, you know, the flea market guy's like, dude, whatever. If this helps my sales, yeah, you know, free work. Go ahead, knock stuff out.
Right. He's our age, by the way. So that makes us co-conspirators somehow in all of this. So,
I'm impressed. I wouldn't have been able to fix that.
Thank you, Robbie. I wonder if you botany, I mean, getting that kind of stuff. Some of those vintage toys are worth a lot of money. So, hopefully he picked something up. And if he did, he got all the right parts for it. And to this day, continues to be as geeky as his story implies.
Keep the faith.
That's true. If you want to be a part of the show and submit your own geeky story, you can actually do that. There's a way. You can send us an email. That email is currentgeek@gmail.com. We're accepting all nerdy stories. We don't care how nerdy. Don't worry, we won't use your full name, just your first name and your last initials, so we won't embarrass you if it's really weird. But please send those in. We'd really appreciate that. And all your feedback to currentgeek@gmail.com. The website to visit is currentgeek.com. Use Twitter also to find us and talk about what we're doing every day. We are at twitter.com/currentgeek. You can also follow our personal Twitter accounts. You can find Tom at Ace Detect. That's AcedTect. And you can find me at Extra Life. That's ExtraLife. Did I spell that right? I think I did.
Yes.
Yes, maybe, sort of, kind of.
Spelling is hard.
So check it out. We really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's episode. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. And until then, for me, for Tom, and for every geek out there, have a good one.
More than meets the eye.
Meep.